after 12 o'clock. And as Dabbe Kumva say, burning according to Rabbi Yehuda and pulverizing and throwing to the wind according to Rabbanan. And they both, either way, it's a mitzvah b'shem mikum v'aseh. The Minchas Chinuch takes pains to explain to us that this whole shtickle Torah has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan are in detail. They're not even fighting about Tashvisu, either they're fighting about something completely different, because they only fight with the day of Chusifim. No, sir, nothing to do with that. We'll see in a minute why. I'm reiterating that point. And as Dabbe Kumva say, burning according to Rabbi Yehuda and pulverizing and throwing to the wind according to Rabbanan. And they both, either way, it's a mitzvah b'shem mikum v'aseh. The Minchas Chinuch takes pains to explain to us that this whole shtickle Torah has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan are detail. They're not even fighting about Tashvisu, either they're fighting about something completely different, because they only fight with the day of Chusifim. No, sir, nothing to do with that. We'll see in a minute why. I'm reiterating that point. However, according to Shita Rashi, the nature of Tashvisu with the mitzvah which is fulfilled, b'shem yal tas. The Michal Skinner, I kept emphasizing, was mechaven, vidas, atzmo, to no less an authority than the Ramban. That Ramban's verse, that the nature of the mitzvah should be kemavur before chatzos, and chatzos, you come into the situation with the mitzvah ready, b'kuyim, b'shem yal tas, at chatzos, that's the Michal Skinner's major yisod. And he said there are five nafkaminas. Alright? Five, I've already forgot the order of the five nafkaminas. There are five nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, should you go out and buy a chametz or not? So according to Tosis, yes, a mitzvah kiyumis at least. Not kiyumis, but kiyumis. You get mitzvah points. To go out and buy a chametz and burn it. See, Rashi doesn't make sense. I have no chametz. Whether I bought it and burned it or I never had it. The same exact thing.
Two. Each probably wind up in the diocese.
It's a very strange thing.
I'm asking seriously.
I don't know. So you go buy another bit of kazayas, another kazayas.
Spend up that right?
Well, it's absurd. Some say, we'll get to it later, some say they only really fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu at the end, the last kazayas. In other words, if you have the last kazayas, which you eliminate, so that's the Tashbisu. But if you burn chametz, let's say a guy take the following case, a wacky case. A guy heard, yes, he's a traditional Jew, he's not really observant at all, but he heard of the custom of burning chametz on that Passover Eve. It's a very nice idea, the fire. He goes to the synagogue, takes a bagel with him or a piece of bread, and he throws it into the fire, and it burns up. He's not observant at all. After he finishes, he goes to the restaurant, and he has a tray for sandwich. With bread, with tray for meat, and he keeps eating, and of course his house is filled with chametz, and he eats the whole eight days pain, and he eats chametz. Did he fulfill Tashbisu when he put that bagel into the fire? No.
Tosfos, yes. According to Tosfos, yes.
Even according to Tosfos. Even according to Tosfos.
The guy still...
Yeah, but Tashbisu, he didn't do it. Tashbisu means ad karma, right? There's nothing left. If you used to throw a bagel into the fire, you have four bagels left in the house you're going to eat. One day this afternoon, one tonight, and one tomorrow, and one the next. Seder, for the bagel for Seder. Mechava the Seder. The bagel. So that guy is the kind of Tashbisu. I don't think so. See, even a guy, the frum guy, he's only Mechava Tashbisu the last bagel. He has four bagels. The first we don't count. He still has the fourth one. The last bagel he throws in, that's the Tashbisu.
That's
the case, they only want to buy one bagel. One
kazakh.
Also says that because Matzah is after Chatzos also,
so
right.
If you keep on buying it also, you'll be over, well, if you said that there's a by your own, by your Matzah also, every time you buy it. No,
they
hold
that way.
That's
another story. And I think one kazakh is quite efficient. Yes.
Why
is it, you know, the
second third line
is Kuz, the Chutz
Mash, over by your
Matzah,
right? Why not also it was over by Yerubayim. I mean, he seems to say that there's some chemistry over by Yerubayim.
The third line, where? Which third line?
Beginning,
Hinei, the third line. Chutz?
Why
is he doing that? I mean, is it just that? No. Chutz aside, Masha over, Alo Sazda, by Yerubayim, over all Alo Asay.
other chametz.
Not other chametz.
More
aside from.
More
it's a different word. And that's not good. Number two, the guy grabs the bagel out of your hand and throws it into the fire. I want $10. $10. What's the toast you can collect? $10. Took a mitzvah away from my hands. What the Rashi? No, you have the mitzvah anyway. De facto, you have no chametz. That's all. That's number two. Number three was what? Mitzvah Boba. The guy is eating this bagel. I never paid for the chatzos. So we would say, even pay for the taste of itself. So we would say, that's a Kabal, Chametz Abba Aveira. The Kohen Rashi, no. Aveira, he has Chayav Koris, no less. But a Mitzvah of Tashbis, he also has. This is my sense. This is the last big. Kodem Zmana. That means, can you fulfill the Mitzvah before the Zmana of Chatzos? According to Tosis, no. Has been Mdavka after 12. Kohen Rashi, that the action of Tashbis was done before Chatzos, because the fact that he had no Chametz and Chatzos. Number five is Kavana. It's a kavana latte. If the din is if the ma'aseh mitzvah, he tells it that a kavana, mitzvah shlichus kavana. According to Rashi, de facto, you have no chametz, you have a mitzvah, you like whether you had kavana or not. That's the kit in the nutshell we spoke about yesterday in the Minchas Chinuch. You have one afkamidus.
Yeah, because Rashi is kavana. What the point is that we're focusing? Maybe totally in the face of Rashi, the definition of the Kavana, perhaps currently do a bitul for the
right, very good, very good. The Ramah says, we'll get to it, you're supposed to do the burning and the chametz is yours before the bittul. Because if you do bittul first, then it's no good. So Yaakov says it's only going to cheat his toe, not going to cheat his rashi. Yeah, but I'll tell you a secret though, Yaakov. You say it's not really true. But even if you burn it without the bittul before, it's too early. I don't recommend it. But let's go back to the Mechas. We're starting a new page. Let's call page Nun Tes. Haklal. New page, it looks like. Evan should have a copy in front of him. Evan must have a copy in front of him. Come on, let's go. Haklal. Evan has it? Haklal. I can't miss the say. That's the first word. I'll just miss this one. Haklal. Yimashik Hasavnu. The Be'emes HaTorah Kovah Zman HaMitz LaMitzvah. V'chol Heicha Da Torah Kovah Zman LaMitzvah Srichin Dachol HaTorah HaMitzvah LaZman SheKovah HaTorah. This name Zman HaLokim HaMitzvah. You can't blow show up an Arab Rosh Hashanah. You can't take a little of an Arab service. Right, okay. Da Torah Kovah Zman LaShbis Chomez Chatzol Sudala. HaMitzvah Dachka B'Shozu. Achachiluku Udularash Nirambam HaMitzvah B'Shev Al Tatz. Okay, the beer called if you call Makal Maskala Mitzvah Beregas Usha Kova Torah Q Mushbaz Meos. Well, that tells us. Lufi Mash or Chachna be the Rehan, be the Doch, which he does Rashi, the Bittl of Nathak with Hashvisus. Halo Achar Zmani Suede Yochalavata. Al Korcha. Sovrim, da Mitzvah hi Bekum Vasei. Bechala ha Mitzvah Akar Kafta the Gava, the person's head, Bachatos. Bekodim Lachain, lo Kiyim ha Mitzvah, right? Kama lula v'suka v'domeh shakova atorat man ha-mitzvah ach mikom akom im nishbaz kodem nei lo kiyim ha-mitzvah, alright? Aval ein ova the essay ki ein lo chometz ach lo kiyim is essay you have no kiyim ulefizek kashili that tells I told you this already inside already we read it 2 weeks ago I think well last week before yotafim I don't remember what it was keim in the chal adam chiyiv mitzvah b'chatzos ayom im keim mitzvah lo shiyah lo chometz v'yibarad b'chatzos kamo sh'adam mitzuver lick those talent by talent canvas and came hey to go chazal this show b'tchila sheish is off in the Gemara supposed to burn a Mishnah to burn b'tchila sheish v'heich yicholum lakar mitzvah satora b'kol v'kol mishum siyog how can they knock out the whole mitzvah b'chlal because of the siyog together nay do siyog the toy in shibain sheish l'sheva b'kol v'kol heich yicholum lakar mitzvah da reis b'kol v'kol afilu b'sheva al tatsa mishum siyog b'dem b'vuk kamapam k'vachron gav b'shofar. The ain yecholim lack of mitzvahs haTorah shalot tkov biyantif mishum shem yitakein klay shir umuva bechibur zeh kama pa'amim reish pei beiz yubeiz v'kan akul lagarmish kolechad yivar chemtzo kodem chatzos bein osin ha-mitzvah b'shum pa'am. So we already gave this test what he called the dochak. The dochak lomar the pa'amim mekayim ha-mitzvah b'nis chametz lov zeh dochak. We gave a suggestion if he suddenly has chametz on Pesach then you do tashbih. That's the dochak. Ev Shalomah, mentioned this in Shir. דווקא מצמחויבס אין חזה יכול נעקר מכל וכל כל שוב. אבל דוגמא ציציס שאם אין לא בשטלת מטל כמה זה נחי בכלל, זאת אומרת, זה קיומס, כי אגב נו, אם היו מוצין איזה סיוק, היו יכול לתקה, שלא ילבש עודם טלס וטל קנפס, they can do it. כן חזל יכולים לעקר מכל וכל לעבר על עשי, לעבר מצרי בבת ולחיו, אבל שלא לקיים ולא לעבר, איך שיכולים לעקר משם סיוק, כן? כנוק משם סיוק, קיים המצווה, אבל לא לעבר על המצווה. איך שבחי אגב נכולים, יהיה, בצורך ימי בקורמוס, שוקו חזל, שוב מסור, סיסבור זה בשלו, he says the same kind of a story. Okay? So we mentioned already, this is not, should not be news to you. We discussed already outside. I think it was last week. I think so. Yeah, last week? Okay. Now, only have two paragraphs left. But the next, this is the most important. The next paragraph is the most important. Lead to today's shiur. So now it's Chazorah. Now we start the new one, Yana.
That show, the reason why you can't reach
right. So, most of the time, we're seeing
the hard shots that always
This will appear in the Gemara, we'll see soon. V'chein kosu tos chav testament beis v'ich posuk a Rambam l'lokin. Now the Tosus is no big deal. The Rambam could argue with Tosus, but the Gemara. V'ufi mashik asavnu nicho. The v'emes lav anitik la'asei de'en lokin b'vur sov chul kufam alef ze'aklal kolav she'yesh bo kum v'asei en lokin. That's the expression of the Chazal. Kum v'asei. V'cheira v'kam v'duchti. Im kein, ef shaloma. Davka v'los ha'asei. Del ha'esei hu v'kum v'asei. Havinitik la'asei. Kepirish rashisha. That Torah omra im tavar kayim ha'asei. Aval ha'asei shu b'shei v'yal ta'asei. She was Rashi v'ha Rambam. Remember Rambam. Don't forget to remember the Rambam here. Well, don't forget Rashi. Rashi's going to be in big trouble. See soon. If you may figure out that Rashi's going to be in a big fix over here soon. But we'll talk about what with the Rambam. Yeah, one at a time. The quote that the Rambam, yeah, he says again. I will say, Shuba Shevi Al Tasa. Vein the Mutlakar Kapta the Gavra Klau. Kamokan. Eich Shayach Lama Ba'amod Ashbek. Kema Deina Mitzuva Klau. But mitzvah tuchel is kaima filu b'meila. Im nevad me'atma oya de acher. V'lo avikum v'asei shu yizchayev v'kach. So b'chi ha'gavna, lo havi nitik la'asei. That's not called nitik la'asei. Because he doesn't do anything. It's passive, it can be fulfilled. V'lo avidum in the noser derech moshe. The noser hu mitzuveh. Hu b'vare de b'nosim hoya ma'iseh. He goes into details that are hard to go into now, but we don't have to speak in Marcus. Vim nizbo de kima v'lo kima, vim lo sarah fiatma anos de ragarash is acher sorfo, vade loke, ki hu lo kima asfei, because if somebody else burned the chomets, and burned his nose, not me, I would be loke if you'll kima v'lo kima, that I'm required to fulfill the asfei. Ach beserfo me atma hu kim, ke mitzvah tell us alo, avol ka me chomets, ki al koch eim a mitzvah tell us bekum v'asei, if someone else would burn the chametz, I wouldn't be over anything. Because it's passive. Okay. So the Rambam says the Gemara Tanihei. It's shalom ka'alocha. The Gemara Tanihei holds as the Kumba say. But here in Shas, at least according to Shita's Rabban, I'm a pastor like Rabban, we discussed this yesterday, it's a Shevi al Ta'aseh. So although the Minchas Chinam doesn't spell it out, presumably the Gemara Tanihei would have to go either according to Shita's Abaye, who held the Pirashi's Pshat as Kum Vasei, or according to Rabbi Akiva, who says the Kum Vasei, right? Enough, hey? Maybe Rabbi Yossi? But we don't pass like that. We pass like Rava and Rabbi Yishmoel. That's it's the Dam Zifri. That's a different story. That's a Sheva Tas. He says, or Rebalatosis, Hanal, Shehiskim, the Sugya, and Iskeres, the Yale, Tafsarihei means, also the Shitosa, the Abdallah, and Beit, to Kumbasei, him came Shapir, Havel, Elav, and Itiklasei, Kay, Nire, Lania Zaidi. That's what he said. That's what he said. Let's stop. With the rest of it is not that critical for the moment. So what's he saying over here? He is so godl. So whether it's called Nitzaglase or not, depends on the machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos, she tosses and holds Nitzaglase, because it's a maisa to do to be mashmas and tachomet, the kumbase. Rashi and the Rambam will hold, come on, what? Sheva al tase. So therefore what? It's not called Nitzaglase. It has not come in a number what? Number six, the biggest of all, Yaakov. Is it considered the glass say or not? Rambam says, and Rashi says, we have to say no, and Tosfos have to say yes. So Rambam is not good. There's going to be a major problem with Rashi. He doesn't discuss Rashi at all. According to the Hashem Rashi, according to him, could Rashi possibly hold that it's a Nitzaglase say? No way! Yet Rashi himself, Rashi HaKadosh, says exactly that. Look at Tafsarihei, please.
So Tosfos
wouldn't give a Makos. Tosfos says no Makos, Lamed Nitzaglase, correct? Correct. Yeah. Rashi's
explaining that night.
Oh, ha ha. Baruch is one step ahead of me. That's right. If it's going to be a Rashi Faker, we're going to have to say that Rashi is explaining a Gemara, which for some reason disagrees. Let's take a look. Let's first find the Rashi. Sadi Heyman Al. Here's the Rashi. Rashi says, it's in the wide line of Rashi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sixth wide line of Rashi. It says, Lo sase minayin. Okay? The line below that, seventh wide line, it's as follows. L'rabuye, the kavase, lav, hanitiglase, ulamai, piprote, loyeroev, loyimote, the lav, shenitiglase, ninu, kidemaforish, bimaskona. What maskona? That's the line in the parentheses in the bottom of the page. And I say parentheses, I mean said it for a reason. Because parentheses usually means it doesn't belong. But a Rashi apparently has a girsa. What's the last few lines in the Gemara and Afsari Heyman Aleph? What did it say? The prote might come in my play, well, they must be parentheses. The domile, the high, ain't no loke. The havele, lava, nitiglase. The high, ain't no loke. The havele, lava, nitiglase. So, enough in the Gemara, in parentheses anyway, that Bali Roar, the lava, nitiglase. So, how could Rashi say, and that's not he? He had the gear, so he has no pshat that way. That's Nitzaglase, but Rashi is one of the Abdallah who said that how do you fulfill Tashbisu? In effect, Peshevi al Tase. So why do you consider it to be a Nitzaglase? What's the pshat? So the answer to the Chor is, the Chor on the way out of today, as Baruch said. Yeah, Rashi is learning pshat according to some shittas. Remember what he said yesterday already? The Mechasidic had a long discussion of this. That Rashi will have to agree that there are some Tanor and Amoroim who hold it is a Kumbase. For example, Abaye, the Pirashi, and Rabbi Akiva, and I believe Rabbi Yossi, they're the ones who hold that it's Kumbase. So Rashi will say, sure, the Gemara and Aftari, hey, goes according to Latte Abaye, holds it's Kumbase. But I and Abdallah, who say, I'm saying Pshat for real, I'm following Rava, holds it's Shei Baal Tas, and if Tashbisu is biblical, the whole story, and that's the answer, bro. I think you're 100% right. It's an excellent answer. That's the answer, she goes, Rashi. Oh, what about Tosfos? What about Tosfos? Would Tosfos concede that maybe what they're saying is also
no.
Dependent upon a controversy? I could paint the following scenario. I'm painting a wild scenario now. At the whole machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos is no more, no less than the machlokas in the Gemara, not between Rashi and Tosfos. We just now established Yeshidus Rashi, the what? Even though Rashi possibly seems to pass on the Maisa in his description of the Bavitalist, the what? That has features of the Al Taisa. But Rashi has to concede, as the Chassidim taught us so beautifully yesterday, that there are opinions which maintain that the Kumbase, such as Abaye, such as Rabbi Akiva, such as Rabbi Yossi. So Rashi would say, Tamachlokas, Tanana Moroim, and Kumbase, Shayb Al Taisa. Now, Tosfos and Abdalid said, Tashbisu is fulfilled, the Kumbase, and the Chassidim. Whole story. Now, it would suggest that Tosfos agrees with Rashi also, that there are opinions which maintain that the Shvisu could be fulfilled with Shei V'Altas. That Tosfos Haskins lack the view which maintains that it's done to Kumba Asei. And therefore, Bidu cannot be the Shvisu, therefore the Shvisu and the Chatzos is burning the whole story. Why should I think that? I'll tell you why. Because one of the opinions which we already mentioned yesterday, it seems to me, must say that Tashbisu is the Kumbah say is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Right? Rabbi Akiva says, Matila Rosh Ad Malacha, the whole story. And Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Shmami Nobi we looked yesterday, Ein B'chom Tov Tashreif. And Tashbisu Chom Zayin and Mephaz happens to pass in like whom? Forgot? So we saw the side. Tos Chav Zayin of the base passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Stop Mishnah Tvura, right? Had a Srofim Afra Mutter. Remember that? The Kvarim Afra Alter. Stop Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. And that Stop Mishnah amongst the Srofim is counted Chavitz. So what do you see? It passed like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's kind of a wild idea. Rashi can see the quote of Son Tana Roim. The what? Hashbisu Kumbasei. Except he chooses not to follow the Mahalacha. So maybe Tosu will also accept that for the Sam Tanar Namaroyim that Hashvisu is Meshev Yal Tasa, but they choose not to pass like them. That's the case. The whole Machlokas will be between the Machlokas and Tanoim. That's the whole story. No Machlokas, we like Tavina Chamar Machlokas Bowl, right? They want a little Machlokas, they make it exciting. Machlokas Rashal shouldn't you see Machlokas and Tanoim? Come on, we're going to pass with Tanoim. But the Pashtus is, although this would be a very nice and intriguing scenario, the Pashtus is not true. When Tosfos made his statement that Tashbisu was fulfilled with Kumba Asay, and nothing to do with Bitzel, which is done before, and Tashbisu only done after, Tosfos, the Pashtus made his statement, Lepola this, for everybody. So in fact, there is a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. The Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos is there anybody who maintains that Tashbisu is B'Shev Yalkas? Rashi says yes, and it seems to accept that view as perhaps the majority view, whereas the most significant view of the halacha. And Tosfos seems to say no, there's no such sheet that everybody holds that Tashbisu b'kum v'asei. Everybody holds that way. Even Rava, the Sishka of Chama Dam Zivchi, which sounds like it may be a Shev al Tas, we saw yesterday. No, maybe even Rava holds that there could be Tosfos that it's going to be a kum v'asei. That's the Shabbat. That's the Shabbat. It's a very serious question. Very serious. Now, this being the case, and I would say it based on the Gemara. Remember back in that hay, although Rabbi Akiva seems to be holding Kum Vasei. Let's get it again. Rabbi Akiva says, So I started suggesting before, oh yes. I said before that the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva with the other with Rabbi Shmuel, and we passed the Rabbi Akiva. The Tosfos passed the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chavzayin on the base. But that was a sleight of hand. Like Rabbi Yehuda, Tosfos passed. But like Rabbi Akiva, there's no way they can pass it. Exactly. Although Shmam and I envy your comments on the Strefa, Tosfos. Shmam and I have all the Chalak Yotos, Tosfos. But they struck out on the third strike. So the third one was what? Shmam and Alar Minan Mitov. And we do pass the Mitov. True to the Rosh Milunil. That's the Trimim Deim and the Primigadim quote that holds up. Here we don't do Mitov. It's only in this local case. because it's a separate issue. It's a question of Issa Srefa B'yomtov, Shem Yomtika Shem Srefa. Yeah, but Tosin didn't hold that way. Because Tosin is someone that pay on his basis. So didn't hold that way. So it's going to fall apart on that basis. It's just clear as a big question how to pass from the halom. That's not. Anyway, it comes out that Tosin told us the Chol HaDeis Rabosai HaTashbisu is fulfilled the Kumba said, and then the Chol HaDeis Rabosai Bishul cannot possibly be Tashbisu. If you recall, we discussed already last week, the Spikebala Kilis Yaakov Siman Aleph said, what is Tosin Desen Kakash against Rashi Dalai Lama Beis? Let me just say to Machloksa HaTanoim. The Tosin said, the disciple said, it's not logical. It's not, Tosin couldn't stomach this. What? It's a machlokus between Tanoim and Bishul exists or not. That was too much for Tosin to bear. And then they thought that Kakash against Rashi and Rabbi Akiva. Could have answered, Rabbi Akiva, the Bishul does exist. The Gaviuda. And we passed that people does exist. That was too much of Tosin. They couldn't handle that. Right? That's consistent with what we're saying now. And Tosin, the Chol HaDeis, everyone agrees, Tashbisu and Bitla don't do with each other. Nothing. Because Tashbisu, the Chol HaDeis, is going to be the Kumba say. And if it's done after Chatzos, Bitla is done before Chatzos, it's impossible. It's never strange on me. The Chol HaDeis, Tosin. But if it comes out, Rashi can see, and according to some days, that what? Tashbis is the Kumba say. So the Machlokas is really, is there anybody who holds up the Sheva Al Tasa? Tosin says no. And Rashi says yes, there is somebody. It's Rava and Rabbi Yishmol. He probably passed in the way like the Rambam. Right? That's the Machlok. Yeah, I want to narrow it down and put it in proper perspective. Yes, Alicia.
Why does it
have Rashi answer? Because another four is that I'm agreeing on the basis. The basis. You don't find out the basis. Could be. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Oh. So far, so good.
What do you
think? Yeah, Tosin told the Pasuk on the Gemara. So Rabbi Akiva denies being told. And therefore, Shalom Kalam. Rabbi Akiva. We do follow me though. So everything is fine and good so far. Okay? Now comes a new player who turns everything completely upside down. Completely upside down. Let's review. The Minchaschir at his last point tried to defend him to Rambam. The Rambam says, Rabosai, the Rambam says that Chometz of Pesach, a Bali Roy is not Nizig Lasei. And the Gemara of the Pharisee is Nizig Lasei. These parentheses. Can the Minchas Sinek have said, yeah, sure, depends on the nature of the Mitzvah Tashbisu. Rash, Rama, Toshasol, Tashbisu, is the Kumbasei, so Nizig Lasei. The Rama holds Tashbisu is the Shev Al Tasa, so it's not Nizig Lasei. Beautiful. The Gemara, the Rama from the Gemara Shalom Ka'alaka. Why the Gemara Shalom Kalocha? It doesn't say why Shalom Kalocha. It said Shalom Kalocha. But it should fit according to what he said earlier, as the Machlokas Hanan and Moroyim, based on the Makoros, called the Rashi. But it's Kumba Sei Shev Al Tasa. And if I'm not mistaken, Abai and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi, all hold it for Kumba Sei. But the Gemara Tanei will be according to them. And the Amah Pasuk according to the others, according to the Abai, according to Rav Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, who said Shev Al Tasa. But the Machlokas, that's all. The Machlokas will be the first part of the Machlokas. That's what we have until now. Beautiful. So the whole issue is Tashbisu B'Shev Al Tasa, so much said. And has nothing to do with the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Because it's been Chassinic episode. And the Machlokas between the Chachamim has nothing to do with Tashbisu. Nothing to do with Tashbisu, like a Kar Chaya meal. Tashbisu was one thing. They have to burn it or something else. Even if you didn't burn it, you would still be in fulfillment of Tashbisu, except you have a battle of a separate halacha that you're required to burn it. And by Kliya Kerem and by Orla, you don't have to get rid of it, you leave your basement forever. But if you want to get rid of it, you have to burn it post-burying. That's what I'm saying on the same shot as far as calmness the peasant was concerned. Tashbisa lechut and sreipa lechut. But if it's the opposite, nothing to do with our old discussion. Came along, boom, Abchaim the grist, and turned the whole world upside down. Took the world and went like this. Like this, it was on top, now it's on top. Backwards. Abchaim comes along and says, no. He thinks that the machlokes between Abinun and the Chachamim, number one, is the machlokes within Tashbisa. Don't make a mistake and think it has nothing to do with Tashbisa. Absolutely not. It has very much to do with Tashbisa. They're finding how do you fulfill Tashbisa. The basic point, which our clients agree with the Makor Chaim and the Minchas Kinnuch. This is a very important issue for our clients. That according to Abinuda, Tashbisa can only be fulfilled by burning. If you don't burn it, you do not fulfill Tashbisa. That's number one of Chaim said, against the two I mentioned before, both the Menchas Kinnuch and the Makor Chaim. They both claim Tashbisa Lechud and Sreipa Lechud. And Reb Chaim says, no, for the Yehuda, you don't have to look at Tashbisa if you burn it. That's number one. Number two, this being the case, he says as follows. Chaim says, is Chomet, is Bali Rur, is the class A or not is the class A? That's a prime it depends. What it depends upon? Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham, that's an amazing line, unbelievable line. That's why Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham, why? According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a specific action. Notice straight, so you have to burn it. You must take a fire, put the chametz in the fire. That's the only way to fulfill Tashbisu. That's a very circumscribed business I say, and therefore the svar of lab and nishik I say apply. And he says the gemara tzarihei is like a Yehuda. However, the Rambam passes like whom? Like the Chacham the Yehuda, the Rabbanan. Rabbanan holds that Tashbisu can be fulfilled any which way. There's no specific action of burning. Therefore, I'll read you the lesson of Ibn Sa'd to see how he phrases it specifically. Therefore, it comes out, it's not considered a lot of mystic last day. That's the stock of the Rambam. So let me read you the words of Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim has in every word. Reb Chaim has to look, very short, the whole thing. But every word is another chiddush here. He starts with the Eifel. We'll come to the Eifel later. I want to get to the main point before we get to the real Eifel. Reb Chaim says follows. Hatam, the low kosh of lab in the glass say, Sarah Loma, the whom you should have feel they, the half tashbisu, the karahu iser asay. Now here, Abchaim, I think, crossed the line. I don't understand this. Abchaim uses an expression of iser asay, which the Mechaz Chinuch took pains to discredit. The Mechaz Chinuch went out of his way saying, don't think this way. Anti-bris, pre-bris. Don't think it's an iser asay. I have to be honest, I don't think Reb Chaim meant Yisr HaSei. How can you say that? Yisr HaSei. I don't believe he meant Yisr HaSei. What I think Reb Chaim must have meant is, what the, exactly, Shevi Al Tas. I don't believe Reb Chaim meant it's really a Yisr HaSei. Why not? Why not? The only expression we find in the Gemara is Lav Abba Michal HaSei HaSei. Let me tell what that means. I don't think it's by it is followed. The Torah says, do this. The Torah says, do this. We can infer, don't do that. The Torah says, eat meat means don't eat human flesh. We have the mashal I gave yesterday. It's in Macholas Asuris, in Perek Beis, Alach Aleph, Alach Gimel. That's where that comes up. I give it as a attention-grabbing example. You eat human flesh. Put it in, you know, one of those magazines. Eat human flesh. Some say, not so bad, not so serious issue, remember? That Isra say with the rice, because it says in the Torah, eat meat of an animal. You don't eat human flesh. That's what's called Isra say. La habo mitlal say. What does that mean? You're supposed to eat the basar kor pesach at the night of the 15th. That's what she has in an alpha day. What's the implication? You may not eat the Korban Pesach when? The day of the 14th. Because the Torah says do A, and we infer it, don't do B. Otherwise known as Isser Aseh. What does that have to do with Tashbisu? Tashbisu doesn't say, Tashbisu, what means? What does Tashbisu mean? It says in the Torah, eliminate Chumas. Doesn't make sense. What do you mean, the lava bomb is an Isser Aseh? Huh? No.
It's related to that, in reference to don't have someone in your house.
So that's not a lava bomb chalase. We don't learn out from this.
Right. Say the lava chalab is a new concept.
The kids are tagging the lava with an asay.
It's a lava.
Not the other way around. Not it's the asay to avoid the lava.
Yeah, but it's not the same as what we know throughout Shas. Isser asay. Not an Isser asay. It just doesn't fit in. Isser asay means do A, and from there we don't do B.
Do A is don't have chalase, and don't do what? Don't do chalase.
Yeah,
but no.
Don't
A
lie.
Get rid of it, and B don't.
He wants to touch B. So is a lava above the well. I say, the Easter I say, can't be.
I say he's not that funny.
He's saying by your love.
You have the state of not having comments. That's which piece of
that's the key of I say.
No, that's just the state of not having comments. It's an essay, and the law is not to have comments.
Yeah. Let me think for a minute. Yeah, say is what? After the Shemitah. Kids, whatever you're going to say, it's not a perfect parallel to the case we have in Shas for Lala Babin Halasay. We say, eat it on at the night of the 50th, implies that it's a separate action on the outside. And it implies, well, don't eat it on the night on the 40th. Right? Eat it on the 50th, don't eat it on the 40th. Good? Eat animal flesh, don't eat human flesh. That's again implied. So what does it say over here? Tashbisa, which means what? Eliminate the chametz.
That means be in the state of having no chametz. No.
So be in a state of having no chametz.
You said that Rashi anyway, according to Mukhas Kippah.
No, so therefore what?
That's an essay.
Right.
And that implies that you can't keep any chametz.
Yeah, but she's forget a difference. If I say, the difference is as follows. In other cases, there's an action. Eat on the night of the 15th. Or eat the animal's flesh. So I can say, do this. So in the case, don't do that. You're saying, do for it. Not do this, but be in this state. And by implication, don't be in a different state. Be in New York, be in New Jersey. Be in a situation, the state which you have no comments. Excuse me for 1 minute, please. I had trouble conceptualizing my mind. All the lava that I say, look at Shas, do this. And implies don't do that. Here, they go on in circles.
So you said it.
So maybe you didn't mean it.
Which is worse.
I don't know. Maybe a prime was an Israel say, maybe he meant Shei Bal Tas. Maybe meant you're right. Maybe you're right. Well, let me just get to the main point, though. Rabosa. Let's look again. He says, right? Don't have chametz. Don't have chametz. That's it. But it's Easter asay. Sheva tasa fun. The commotion is born. The man damash masasa b'chol davar. Iker hakroz tashbisu hu. Shelo yelam chametz. We kept calling Shev Al Tasei. Don't have any chametz. Asher ain't can him name of the mitzvah of Misreifa. Im kain have a mitzvah that are nas beguf hachefetz. Here we go. Chepta. In the chepta. The oz pshita. The havi nitzik lasei. Kumo sreifas no sir v'chadome. And the ass, Chiyuv HaSreifa, Shebechomet HaPshita, the Havi Mitzvah HaSei, Kshay Dvar HaTunus Reifa, and therefore, it's Ditzikla HaSei. Well, if he's there, Zichad HaTaramba. The Gemara Pesachim Tani Hei Sheivenu, Hokkaima Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, Ukimavur Besugya Shom. Is Rav Chaim? Can anyone find me? I should give out Torah to Hoover, no? Can anyone find me where is the Svur and the Sugya Shom in Pesachim Tani Hei that it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? This is Ukimavur Besugya Shom. Can someone find it? I'll try to find a 10 Zoh Hoover reward. Where is it found in the Sugya Shom that it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? There was the glass say. The Rambam paskins not that way. So in Isra say lechud, and therefore it's not the glass say. Where does it say in the Gemara study? I don't see it. So if I don't see it, it's one thing. But I saw they have the Zur of Chaims, which have in the back. You see? A glass of whom? Chazanish, you have it?
Yeah.
You have it here? Let me read it to you. Unbelievable, he doesn't. He tried. He said he tried to find it. He also wanted the 10 Zuvim. He couldn't find it. So therefore? Hey, Lokanov. It's against our view. Anything, it's against our view. Please.
From time to time, I come into the various shiurim, and some of the times it's a natural moment to come in at the beginning of his mind. Most yeshivas have his mind in Elul, and they begin his mind Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, and Sunday of the month. This is still the beginning of his mind. But that's not necessarily the reason that brings me in. Maybe one of the reasons that brings me in, I hope to give you encouragement to fulfill the great promises that all of you have in learning and growing and Torah Yerushalayim. I'd like to just say something of Minyan of the Yom. It happens to be Minyan of the Yom. It happens to be in the Seder. It happens to be also in the Gemara to learn. The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Gimel says, where are you up to now? Go very fast. You hope to call this shit on.
Sorry, hey.
I knew that Rabbi Willis was fast, but this is fast. Anyway, the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says that Olam HaYetzei Adam and Pi Dovin Gugunah. You may should be very careful because that is not really what he writes. Sheikim Akoso Shimon Osios Torah wrote in a roundabout way and added 8 Osios, this efficient Torah where every tag is meaningful. We don't even have a superfluous, not only a superfluous word or a superfluous letter, we don't even have a superfluous tag. The Torah added on 8 letters and said that Behema a Torah, Behema Asher, and then a Torah. Relates it to Imus and Hashem, Amoros to Horus, and goes through the whole the Gemara we have, and even a little more, maybe fulsome than we have it here. The third place you find it is in Shmini, where we talk about the famous Bahamas again, and maybe those are Bahamas that are kosher, those are Bahamas that are not kosher. The fourth place you find it is in Parshas Chukas, right by Korah Dimla. And then over there says, Adam Kibyam with Volga. So first of all, you know, Rashi asks the question right away. Well, he's answering the question. This. The problem is that it's Zimra that Hashem or Toros. So one place is in Hashem. Rashi says he only has to pick one place, Duchta Chodaduch, to make the point, I think.
This is what I think he means when he says,
things come in existence.
One place he changed it. To teach you Lazar al Lashon Nekiyah. That you should always try to be Lashon Nekiyah. That's it. But I can understand why the Medrash mentions it also in Shmini. Because Shmini too, there's a Lashon Nekiyah there. Because instead of saying ki lo mafis a parsa, when it talks about the name of Tmeo, to give us the simonim Tmeyan, so it first begins ki Raisik Sif Tomei Shanuch Rebechad Dukhti. One place he changed it. The Lam Chor to teach you Lazar al Lashon Nekiyah. That you should always try to be Lashon Nekiyah. That's what it is. But I can understand why the Medrash mentions it also in Shmini. Because Shmini too, there's a Lashon Nekiyah there. Because instead of saying ki lo mafis a parsa, when it talks about the name of Tmeo, to give us the simonim Tmeyan, so it first begins ki malagera. Malagera happens to be a simon Torah. So why does it first project the simon Torah? Again, to tell us, Imros at Hashem, Amoros the Horos, and therefore he brings a medrash. But what bothers me is, why does it have to bring this medrash in Chukas? Chukas is nowhere in Chukas, and the medrash doesn't pretend there is. Nobody pretends there is. Where we find any change of the Lashon in order to signify that Hashem is Imus Hashem Moros Torah. And yet he brings the whole Medrash without comment. Right at the beginning, about the fourth or third Medrash in Chukas. And it seems to me that he wants us to be alert to a very important distinction between a Behema and another. The Behema is Tmeya, intrinsically and irremediably. You can't help it. No matter what you do to that behemoth, it remains Tmeo. An Adam is a Tomei, but he has the possibility, that happens to be the Parsha, to become a Tor. So in order to underscore that, we say you can be Mire, and see if you can be called Tomei, 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 but you still have the possibility to become a Tor. That's the difference. Over there you don't have to change the words. And because you don't want it, because you want to emphasize and accentuate the fact that you are Tomei, and that doesn't mean that you can't become Torah. It doesn't preclude the possibilities of becoming Torah. You know, the Constitution has been interpreted in the last 50, 60 years. At one time, all obscenity was not protected under the First Amendment. In the last 50, 60 years, and it's been broadened with passage of time, they said that pornography, if it has redeeming value, then it's protected under the First Amendment. Yada's difference with that. And by the way, most of the history of America until 50, 60 years ago also differed with that interpretation. We don't believe that Tumah has any redeeming value. Tumah is Tumah. And there is no redeeming value. We believe there's redeeming possibility in the Tumah becoming a Tar. There's a big difference. If I were to ask you, who has the greatest exercise of free speech, totally unbridled, not concerned about public opinion at all, doesn't have to worry about any consequences, in addition to your Rebbe, who else? All of us. Who else? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can say whatever he wants to say. That's the importance of the Gemara Pesach. She came Shmonosios. He absolutely has free speech. He can do whatever he says. Nobody can stop him. There's no control. And he says, even though I can do it, I can exercise it, and I don't need the protections of the First Amendment, I don't always use it. That's really free speech. Free speech doesn't mean to say whatever I want to say. Free speech is the ability to say what I don't want to say, to keep quiet and not say it. And that's what Ben Korah has to know. That free speech for us doesn't mean we're not going to tell the rest of the world what to do. We can try to tell them not to do it. But we don't enjoy that kind of free speech. We enjoy the free speech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can say, it's true, that we're protected. But we don't use it. And if you do use it, then you're not Ben Torah. Then you may be protected under the First Amendment to say what you want, but you're certainly not a Ben Torah, you don't belong in Yeshiva. I do hope that in the next months of Yitz Hashem, that all of you will be involved in the Shakla Tarya of the Gemara. You'll grow, as I said, in Torah and Yira, and it'll be said of you, it'll be said of the whole Yeshiva, and will say Hashem, Amar Torah. Okay. Go back to Mahamara Sahara to Rab Chaim Ibrisk. He says, Kimavua Bigamara Sham and Sari Hayim Sahim. That somehow should be moved. Somehow in the Gemara of Tzadei should say that it's going called Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says that Ein Berchametz Ala B'Sreifa. So Rabbi Chaim said, if you look in the Gemara of Tzadei, it says that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says Chazanish, let me read you a line. Ein Amulan. On that line, it's Kamavua. Uvi Gemara Ein Zechel Rabbi Yehuda Bekan. There's no reference to it at all. V'im shedin lav hanitik laseh. Rabbi Yehuda kamala. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda holds that lav hanitik laseh is ain lokan alav. Nah. Alo stamas nisli chulun kuvamal. Everyone knows that. It's not just Rabbi Yehuda. Only Rabbi Yehuda holds hanitik laseh. Nah. V'sugya the mitpsochim who were fairish on the cross, shot in the various psukim, Val Korcha came the Chuliyama. He simply pushed Kriegs and Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim is wrong. Reb Chaim, now, aren't there people who've written Svarim on the Chazanish's Gulyonis and again Reb Chaim? Isn't there already a. No? Gabriel Altuski, I think, has. He writes on the Gulyonis of Chazanish, the Chidush Basra. He's my Rebbe, many, many years ago. You can find in Chidush Basra on Psachim, he has, or somewhere, he has one story, what a safe on Reb Chaim with the Gulyon and Chazanish, and he fa'enfis the Chazanish's cash against Reb Chaim. You know, there was someone coming to write a safe about him too. That's Kachdak. That's Amoras to Horus. That's Dagon Shaltara. Free speech! Chazanish said wasn't afraid of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said it was the Chazanish of the Godel Hador. Chazanish was wrong. That's all. Free speech. But he called him a Goyen. Every line is Agon, Das Agon, 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 Agon. Anyway, so this is the. You also have free speech. You can say, I don't understand the Chazanish, I don't understand what the Rebbe said, I don't understand. You also have free speech. That's the Amar Sahara. Anyway, so you have that 10 Zehuvim reward out there, jackpot. Maybe look at it in such a thing called Chidush Basra, maybe. Again, one saw a safer is. And Julianus Chazanish, Chaim, I'm not sure. Okay. So, but leave out Reb Chaim's Hechrich. Let's see, Reb Chaim says it says in the Gemara that it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it doesn't say it in the Gemara. So it doesn't say it. So what? I'll say it to Reb Chaim. I'll say it. I claim that the Gemara and Tanihei is according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rama Pas is according to Rabbi Olan. So, fine. I just try to disprove that too. It can't be because the psukim. Okay, so we'll try to somehow survive that issue. That's where Reb Chaim presumably would hold. Now, question. According to Reb Chaim, according to the Tanner of Yehuda, do you fulfill Tashbisa with Bittul? We're going reviewing a question which we discussed last week. I would say the answer is definitely no. I would say the answer is definitely no. Because Reb Chaim said that it's a mitzvah cheftza, and to burn the cheftza. Only by burning the cheftza, then we say that you fulfill the mitzvah Tashbisa. But if you did Bittul according to Yehuda with Pashas, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu at all. as opposed to whom? The Menchas Chinuch, remember that? Who said he can, he said it implicitly, that he can fulfill Tashbisu, even the Kohen Rabbi Yehuda with Bittul, except you're missing, even after you did a Bittul, you're still required to still burn it afterwards, like the Makar Chaim said. It's again a fundamental disputes over it, not just on details. Fundamental stuff. So, what occurred to me, and I told you this already last week, not like the stifle said a Kohen Rabbi, he suggested the radical shock. But a Kohen Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Bittul at all, and I try to de-radicalize the stifle by saying, Avad is bitl even a Kohen to Rabbi Yehuda, but bitl a Kohen to Rabbi Yehuda after work with Torah is what? Hefker, like the Einigel, like a Ben Adam said. So, as a matter of fact, as a safer call, the Divrei Yecheskel, which is I think later on in the Ma'am of Kohen, so they probably didn't get to it yet. I'll tell you meanwhile, about 10, maybe tomorrow, try to bring it in. It happened to be some medish. Divrei Yecheskel was a Rosh Yeshiva in Slavotke Yeshiva, one of the Rebbeim in Slavotke, between the wars, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. It was a fairly recent author. Divrei Yecheskel, Yecheskel Bereshtein. He was a big Talmud Chacham. And his sefer Simen Yud over here, Sivkot Mechav, he says this yourself, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you do not fulfill Tashbisa with Bittul, and Bittul, if it works, it has to be Bittaras Hefker. And with this, he answers Tosis Kasha on the Avdala of Beis from Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva seems to say Beferish, listen carefully please, that Bittul is not Tashbisu, and Bittul must be Hefker. Says the Divrei Yecheskel, says Simon Yud, says Cotton Chav, you're right. I said Rashi's Shver. No, Rashi's not Shver at all. He gives us a stifle of terrors in effect, namely that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Chavah, the Misrefa, then Bittul Baruch Betoras Hefker. Even Rashi would concede to that. Only according to Rabbanon. Does Rashi say that Bittul is the fulfillment of Tashbisu? So he says that Yisod, which is really the same basic Yisod as we saw last week from the Stipler. Memelis is what Baruch said before. Rashi says enough Sadi Hey, and Sadi Hey, because Rashi's explaining the Gemara and Sadi Hey. And not go, either go to call the Rabbi Yehuda, as if Chaim somehow divine, he must have gotten some source, he must have had some reason to assume that way. He must have had some reason, even though we don't understand it. Maybe look at it later before she gives some kind of produce to what the reason is. Right? Or even without Rabbi Yehuda, we suggested earlier with the Menachas Chinuch, it's like Abaye, or it's like Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Yossi, others that the Menachas Chinuch himself admitted that Rashi has there some Tanan HaMarav HaOlah Tekum Va'aseh. Leave out Rabbi Yehuda as such. Mechasimah doesn't want to tie it into Rabbi Yehuda. There's some other Tana Amora. And that's how Rashi explained enough Tzadi Hei Amin Aleph. Tzadi Hei Amin Aleph. This is the is Shitas Rashi. But ever have it straight about so far. It's very important to get this down cold. Claude, to the basics. You have it down straight? Yes, ask all the questions you want. Sure, repeat it again. First, let me ask the quickest question.
I understand how Hefker Sreifa worked before Hefker.
How Sreifa? No, I didn't say Sreifa worked before Hefker. Chas Vishol. Bittul Bittar Hefker. Maybe I said it wrong? Said it right? Bittul Bittar Hefker. Bittul. And even though Rashi is Bittul Tashbisu, that's only La Halacha. But according to Rabbi Akiva, holding Rabbi Yehuda, Bittul can only work with Taras Hefker. The Stifler said it's similar. He said there's no bit. That's too radical. I think it's the I don't have it in front of me myself either today. But I think he spelled it out, that he'll have to concede that it'll work with Torah as Hefker. This is, Rabosai, the resolution of the Gemara Tzadi Hey, according to the Rambam. So let's repeat. So the Menachas Chinuch said, didn't spell it out really, Menachas Chinuch. We figured I'll leave it at Menachas Chinuch. They go to Quanta, Baye, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi. And Rashi, that's Rashi, and then the Rambam goes that way, and the Rashi explains that way. Excuse me. And Rashi, and the Abdallah goes with that way, and so we pass on the halacha. But Tzadi Hei goes according to whom? Don't forget. Tzadi Hei goes according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, and Rabbi Yosef. We pass like Rav and Rabbi Yishmael. That's what Mechassidic seems to, let's spell it out, but it seems he's driving it. Reb Chaim comes along and he jumps right in where the Mechassidic says, don't jump. Ve'ein Lomar. The Ve'ein Lomar, the Mechassidic is the Yeshom of Reb Chaim. And this issue has to do with Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Chef Tzegavre. We'll discuss tomorrow, maybe later today if you have a chance, the Sigur of the Afer. This Asher story is going to come to be a big Yisod. Reb Chaim talks about it. We just so far glossed over that part because I want to stick to the main. And that's also main, but the main name. Okay, we'll come to that a little bit later. Oh. So we have therefore so far two approaches to reconcile the Rambam with the Gemara. The Rambam says it's not the Teglase, and it is the Teglase, it is not the Teglase. The Gemara says it is. So Reb Chaim says the Gemara is like a Yehuda Kamavu or some way, we don't know. And the Rambam passed like Rabbon, that's fine. The Mechassidic applied, the Gemara is like Abaye with Rabbi Akiva with Rabbi Yossi, and the Rashi and the Rambam, Rashi before and Rambam hold like Rav and Rabbi Yishmael. Fine, also fine. Now, I saw a third way out of this Gemara. A third way out of the Gemara. And that's suggested by the Stipula. The Stipula and Simon Gimel. I know most of you probably didn't see it yet. It's okay. I'm a little bit ahead of you in the Maramakokas. No matter. I'll tell you about that. And then tomorrow you'll have a chance to look inside. It'll save you time by telling you first about that. Listen very carefully. He says, first of all, there's no such Gemara. Let's just put things on the table. There's no such Gemara. Parentheses. Not in parentheses. But the Rabbeinu Chanan, you may have seen it right now. Have you seen that Gemara? Maybe it's the Rabbeinu Chanan yet? Rabbeinu Chanan had different gears, clearly. Rabbeinu Chanan didn't have the gears in the Glacé. What was Rabbeinu Chanan's gears, sir? Lav she'ein bo ma'isa. There's a chariah to the Rambam. What did Rambam say? If you buy chametz on Pesach, so you get malchus. Ad Rambam, it's like the Ram. Ram also did that. Ram had the child of Ben Hananel, that is Girsa. But as far as the Gemara, like Sadi Hayes and the Stapler, don't get so excited. Ram has a Girsa Rap, which is usually has Girsa Rap, right? And therefore, it's not so, don't let you sleep over the Gemara. You have to lose sleep. Look, Svara! That's what to lose sleep. But why isn't it a lav in the glass? Why not? So we already saw the Mechassidus and Sheval Tase, right? Sheval Tase. And Reb Chaim just tied it in with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Well, the Stipula has a somewhat different approach. Somewhat different approach. It goes as follows. Oh. More than that, take a look at Tzadi Hei. Open up to Tzadi Hei. The last Tosfos. The Prote Komai Tayroya. Says Tosfos, Kan Mashma, the key word is Mashma. Kemosha Pirish Riva Kol Shah, to lo yiroa have nitik la se. Says Marasho, I put in the Maramakom, what did Marasho say? What do you mean Mashma? Mashma? Kan Mashma? What is Mashma? It says Beferish. What did Marasho say based on the word Mashma? No. No, what did he say, Marasho? You didn't see that idiot. Okay. That Tosis did not have the gears in parentheses. Tosis was not gorish the words by Nitaglase. Otherwise, they wouldn't use the word Mashma. Wouldn't use the word Mashma. Yeah, but it's still Kasha remains. Why not? Svara. And what about Rashi? Rashi does say the word Nitaglase, my favorite. And then Abdali holds not that way. Comes along the disciple with the following is so. It's based upon the Minchaskinah's idea of Sheva Al-Tas, but a little bit different. Let me explain. And this is very important because we lead it to the next Indian. Listen very carefully, boss. Very, very important. At what moment do you fulfill the mitzvah of Tashmis? I want a specific moment. At what moment in time is the mitzvah of Tashbisu fulfilled? So, what do you think? Yes?
Rashi says after the second when the Kohen says
while you're burning. You're half right. Tosis learns Tashbisus fulfill at the moment that you burn the Chametz. So you have a Kiyam, a Mitzvah of Tashbisus at that moment you burn the Chametz. Correct.
Rashi said at
Chatzos. Rashi said at Chatzos. What do you mean at Chatzos? It's Mavua of. It has to be burned before Chatzos. But wait a second. Wait a second. You don't have to what? Not the burning. It was eliminated anyway or other. You're right. There's no chametz in chatzos. Question. Just picture the following scenario, okay? I'm sitting in Chol HaMoed Pesach. I'm going to a concert, and there's a big Jewish singing star, and all the people are listening to the concert, and everyone's praying, and everyone's has their kosher mess of chocolate in their little bags and that. Am I fulfilling the shvis? Talmud Torah, I'm not fulfilling. But tashbisu. Am I fulfilling tashbisu at the concert on Chol HaMoed Pesach while I'm eating my chocolate? I'm asking a question. No, Chol HaMoed Pesach. It's over. According to Tosfos, it's over. According to Tosfos, tashbisu was a one-time event. At the moment that I burn the chametz, then I fulfill tashbisu. When I finish. It takes 10 minutes to burn. I guess then it's over. You would or would not be? Oh, so Baruch and David have a machlek. I think Baruch is right. And me. The Stavid thinks Baruch is right.
Say very simply though.
Exactly.
One time mitzvah chatzot though.
No. But you see, Baruch gave a beautiful mashal. It's mashal from the Milchasim, it's Shabbos, and the Pei of Shabbos. If you go to sleep, is there anybody here who didn't sleep this past Shabbos? Everybody slept Shabbos. Didn't sleep at all. Friday night? Hashena Mishubachas, you have to sleep. Finish. I imagine there are some Talmidim here who slept a lot on Friday night. So let me ask you a question, very machmir. While you were sleeping Friday night, you were asleep, was there a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shabbos?
According to Rashi.
I'm talking about, no, do it Rashi. You've been done it. But Pashtus, yes. So you got up in the morning and you read it, learned to say for a little bit, sat in shul, you ate lunch, shalashudis, you went for a walk. For 24 plus hours straight, you have mekayim a mitzvah of Shabbos by doing nothing. So Baruch says, if you eliminate your chametz before 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach, you have mekayim tashbisu straight through till the last day Pesach.
Why? Because
it's only Yom.
Question. That's a very good point. Good point. One second. I the mitzvah only ach bayom arishon tashbisu. The answer is we shall see soon. There are sources which would extend the mitzvah of ach bayom arishon to include even Pesach proper. But actually, you don't know Yehuda. What's the point? Even without that, David, at least on the rest of the 14th, the afternoon of the 14th, you're busy checking the letters for bugs on Erev Pesach, checking the eruv. Or checking whatever you're doing, opening all the boxes of matzahs for your mother, or the bottles of wine, or whatever other hachanas are saying at the table, you're also being mekayim tashbisu. You've had the whole Pesach, which we'll get to in a little while. That's the assumption of the Kilo Sakal disciple. The Kohen Tosis, it's an action, the kumva said, and then the fulfillment is at one split second, or five split minutes it takes to burn the chametz. Where the Kohen Tashidas, Rashi and the Rambam, Tashbisu is b'shevi al taseh, and it's the kiyum aseh exists for the duration of Pesach, or certainly Erev Pesach, maybe even Pesach too, as we'll see soon. You can see what I just said now, it's a vessel soap. That's the foundation of the Stiple's Terrace. Alicia, yes? What do you mean it's no food? What are you talking about? I can go buy chametz in the store any minute. So you can wake up and buy and go to the store and buy chametz. They open 24 hours in the store. Don't forget. You want to make sure we have a tashbis today. Open up 24 hours all year long so the pace actually opens, so we have the opportunity to buy chametz and we don't do it. Evolve it. Okay. That's exactly the point. You could go next door to the candy store that minute and buy a loaf of bread. You decide not to. Oh, tashbisu.
You don't
own
it.
Huh?
You could.
You could go next door and buy a piece of bread, buy a bagel. You're not doing it. Oh, you're a tzaddik. You don't realize what a tzaddik you are. You don't realize what a tzaddik you are. You're not going to buy the bread. You're mekayem tashbisu.
Every second.
It's Rashi Rambam.
Yeah.
not one long mitzvah, but it's a continuation of the mitzvah. I don't know. Oh yeah, yeah. Every second another mitzvah point. Don't. Hey, what are you cutting out my points for? I want a point every minute, and I don't want a sound every second.
Okay.
Whatever it is. Okay, okay. You know, we can't judge mitzvahs, but the chavi mitzvah is another mitzvah. The pashtus. Anyway, one second. Let's assume that for the moment. This being the case, he answers the he quotes the Ramban in Makis Dav Tes Vov. A person was Tomei, and he went, as we just heard from Rav Chala, Tomei! And he went to the Beis HaMikdash, as we read about in Parashas Chukas. Tomei! The guy goes into the Beis HaMikdash Betuma. What happens? He gets Malchus. Question. Why is there Malchus? Yes, the Ramban and Makis Tesayin, Tes Vov. There was a mitzvah say, which we read about in Parashas Nosso, which says, Vishalku min hamachne kol tzarua v'chol zov v'chol tovei lo nefesh, which means you must send out the machne, means the machne shechina and levia and machne Yisrael, each a lower level of kedusha as we go down, certain tameim from shechina any tamei, from levia is tamei aguf, from Yisrael is tamei is mitzora. The different levels that we learn about the Mishnah, Caleb and elsewhere. So the question becomes, why do I get Malchus? If I go and Tomei to the Beis HaMikdash, should be considered a lava nitzik laseh? Why? I went in Tomei, now be shalchem and amach, I should get out, run out as fast as I can. So therefore it's a lava nitzik laseh. If it's a nitzik laseh, why is there Malchus? That's the kasha of the Ramban. Answer the Ramban, quote, this is a verbatim quotation taken from the Ramban, quote, Mitzvah va'anpe nafshei kidei shelo yosef tumo avol ein yitzio tikun l'knisoso mikeven she nichnas over alav ubitel asei v'havale kelav anitik lasei she bitel asei shebo. End quote. What does that mean? Because when I go into the space of Mikdash Betumah originally, I walk up for the first time, I've already been mevatel everything. I was violated the lav going into the Mikdash. I was mevatel the asay of Yishalchum and Amachna by my very going into the base of Mikdash. And the reason I get out now is not a tikkun for the past, but it's mikana lahavoh. Every split second that I stay in the base of Mikdash Betumah, I'm following Allah and about what I say. Get out! Don't get out because what you did before. If I steal, stole. The act of stealing is over now. Now what I'm supposed to do is to fix up and undo, to some extent, my action of yesterday. I violated Los Osiris with anyone voting. I had the meat. I was supposed to be before dawn, and I got involved in the World Series, whatever it is, and I forgot. Now the next day I burn it. What do I burn it for? Not because I have to burn it now. There's no affair, there's no ongoing. The meat has stopped ticking. There's no loss of serum menu now in the middle of the next day. It's over already. It is done. I have to undo what was done. That's called a lav anitik laseh. However, says the Ramban, of this type of interpretive, if I'm in the base of Mikdash and I'm Tomei, I have to get out, irrespective of what happened before. You know, they have today in the city, I heard on the radio a while ago, amnesty. You know, for parking tickets, something like that, amnesty? Amnesty. Let's say the Kodesh Baruch would come down to the Yochel before the last one and say, Kindalah, amnesty. Okay, so now, so I can stay in the base of Mikdash, yeah, I can have amnesty for what came before. Chas v'sholem. I have to get out. The guy gets pumped to take an amnesty. But he's now by a pump. He's still by the pump. Get out. And now I got a new ticket. No more amnesty in the new tickets. The same bar over here. The guy is sitting by a pump. He's telling me the basic English because I'm standing by a pocket by a pump. So then forget about getting out because of the previous ticket. You get a new ticket. See, it's not called the glacé. The glacé is if you're just doing it to get rid of the old tickets. The old Avera points. not to get rid of it to protect yourself against new other airports. That's not called into glass. Hey, yes, Abra.
Would you consider any of this that Zayla shirt goes on?
No, no, no.
So there, do we say that Zayla's ongoing? Or we just, yeah,
it's kept, so maybe. Yeah, Kinyon Zayla, bad, it's a little bit. But the act of Zayla took place once with Pasha. The Pasha is that way. Yeah, that's a continuation, but it's not the same severity. The act is theft, that's the act. Yeah,
it's
not
Israel.
No, no. It doesn't matter, you, same thing. Well, two cans over there, yeah.
It's not exactly.
No. So don't use it. Leave it the dry stove. I stole this pencil. So now, let's leave it in the drawer. I'm not buying the new ones by leaving it in the drawer. Maybe if I used it, I wrote with it, maybe. I leave it in the drawer. So why do I give it back? To correct my act I stole it yesterday. You hear the teeth apart. It's very, very basic. Only the glass say, if right now I can survive, I'm doing this action to correct yesterday's problem. So by Shaluach Tmeim, it's not that way. That's how this disciple learns pshat in the Ramban. That's a very nice pshat. Where's an example of an aveir which you did? Gzela. Here's another example. A person, we learned this last, who learned Ksubas last year? Raise your hand, who learned Ksubas last year? Who learned Perigel and Arif last year? Who learned about Ones and Mephata last year? So Ones says that a person who was Ma'anes a woman, what's it did? He has to, he's not allowed to do it. Lo si Elisha, lo yuchal l'shal chakoyom. So the Gemara discusses what the Zadita Glass said. It's a love to divorce him, lo yuchal l'shal chakoyom. And I divorced him. I'm sitting here, she's sitting there. I divorced her already. So every single minute I'm over in a love? No. So why must I remarry her? Why has to remarry her? To eradicate yesterday's Avera. Yesterday was the get. Today I remarry her. I eradicated yesterday's Avera. I stole the pencil yesterday. I give it back today. I eradicated yesterday's Avera. When it comes to Shiluach, talking to Mikdash, I have to leave the Mikdash not just because of yesterday, just because today. It's an ongoing Avera. And therefore it's not considered to be in the category of Nitiglase. One second. This being the case, Rav Osai, according to Rashi and the Rambam, we just mentioned before, they hold that Tashbisu was fulfilled each and every minute of the Yontif of Pesach. Every minute of Tashbisu. Memela, if I bought Chavetz on Pesach, so you say, hey, that was a terrible thing. You better now burn the chametz. And by burning the chametz that you bought an hour ago, you will eradicate the aver of an hour ago. No! Forget an hour ago. You're being an ongoing violation of tashbisu. So there's valiyarah every second, and there's about tashbisu every second. And then we have to do what you have to do to take care of the future. Once you're required to, even be a Kaddish Baruch Hu come down and pace and say, I give you an amnesty. Kaddish, you know, after all. Pesach, you know, the month of Shabbat, it's Ratzon, you know, leave it amnesty. You still have to get rid of the chametz. Why? Because every second it's Tashbisu, Daira, and Kulen. So if you get rid of the chametz on Pesach after you bought it, it's not just coming to eradicate a one-time Aveira, which took place an hour ago. You're coming to take care of the future, and therefore, that's a very serious problem. According to Tosis, it's not that way. Why? Why is those seconds considered to be alive? I did the glass say. Because when are you fulfilling Tashbisu? Yes. Tashbisu is fulfilled at the second that you burn it. That's split second. So that split second. At that split second, he says, look, let's say I am coming. And I don't burn it right away. This is a very critical point of the nuance. I have coming. I bought chametz on Pesach. I go to the rabbi. The rabbi, can I go to your confession booth? Sure. What do you confess to? I confess that I bought chametz on Pesach. My son, you will burn in the purgatory. Is there a way out? dear Rabbi, what can I do? What can I do to redeem myself?
Give me
a house. That's a house. Give me a wife. That's a, the
Rabbi's a little holy.
Yeah. He says, well, yes, there is something. What is that? Burn the chametz. I say, Rabbi, I will do what you say. But I must tell you that I'm coming to you on my way to work. I have to go to have a job. And is it okay if I come back after work tonight and then burn the chametz? What will the rabbi say?
No.
Well, it depends. It may depend. You know, as far as the perspective of Tashviv, the perspective of Tashviv, if he goes to work, comes back 8 hours later, and burns the chametz, was he just a, how should I put it, is it pshat that he was mevatel tashvisu for every moment of those 8 hours he went to work? Or is the pshat he just postponed the one time fulfillment of tashvisu, which takes us 1 minute to fulfill it at 9 a.m. he'll fulfill it at 5 p.m. It's just a delay of game. It's postponing it. Well, which one is it? Which one is it? No. That's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos as a stipler. According to Rashi, the guy who goes to work is mevatel a mitzvah tashvisu every minute. Because he really should have, how many hours of tashvisu should he really have in Pesach? What's 7 times 24?
168.
168 plus 6 for Pesach? 174 hours of mitzvahs of tashvisu. Just if you mention too much more than 60, whatever. So let's stick to hours. It's 174 hours. He goes to work for those 8 hours if he bought the chametz. He killed 8 of the 174. Terrible thing. According to that Tosfos, tashvisu is a one-time business. To fulfill tashvisu once. So yes, the guy's a bum. He shouldn't have gone to work. Maybe Bali Roh is a problem. But from the perspective of tashvisu, the only thing he has done is he has postponed the fulfillment of tashvisu. The same with the guy who comes to the priest or the rabbi and says, Rabbi, I have a confession. Yes, my son. I have stolen $1 million from the synagogue. $1 million. I stole from the synagogue. Be my son, you will burn. Can I have any amends, any redeeming? Yes, give back the money. He says, okay. But I can't do it right now. I come back in 8 hours. So in that kind of a situation, everyone agrees that those by postponing 8 hours, he's just postponing the Vahesh of Zagzela. That every single instant is Bavatal Vahesh of Zagzela. He's postponing the one-time fulfillment of Vahesh of Zagzela. For the Tosfos, same thing. He's postponing the one-time fulfillment of Tashvis Tomei Batechem. According to Rashi, every second is Bavatal the Mitzvah Sasei of Tashvis. Yeah.
You're constantly over
Bali Roh. Here you're constantly over Bali Roh. Correct. But that's not, but when it's constantly a safe perspective.
That should be relevant.
There's
a lot of
Anita class. Slowly. The Kala Kwantarashi, listen carefully. So why do you get malchus? That's called the technical term. The technical term for this, says the stipler, is a word you may, for those who learn Makas would know what it is Lav Shekidno Ase. Who learned Makas here? Maybe in 8th grade or something like that? Okay. Alright. Lav Anitikla Ase means that the Ase undoes, detaches, undoes, uproots the Los Ase. Lav Shekidno Ase means the Ase is there from before, and as we said before, Ase is there all the time, and it's not in the same category as Lav Hanitik Lase. Question. Rashi says Beferish that it is a lava in the glasse. Rashi Tzadehayim and Aleph. Answer. Tosfos says, this is Stackler speaking now. Tosfos says in the Tzadehayim and Aleph, lo sotzi min habayis. This is very carefully, lo sotzi min habayis. Tosis there says, kosher l'ri, heichi kashvin en leilav nitik lasei, volav shekidno aseihu, volo choshiv lav nitik lasei, kedarmina beperek basu demakis. I don't want to go into the Lo Sotzim and Abayis through the Chor Pesach. It's not for now. What's the answer to the Fishitas Rashi? The answer would be, you're right. The Gemara in Pesachim Tzadehei goes at the Shita Matnif, which says, Lav Shekidno Asei is also like a Lav in the Glasei. That's all the way into Tosis Kasha. That's the answer. Says, the Gemara in Tzadehei and Aleph must go. The Mandiyama. Lav Shekidno Asei is Ein Lokin, the same as Nitik Lasei. That's why Rashi Tzadehei said it's a Lav Nitik Lasei. Because Kidno Asei and Nitik Lasei going to this, the Bandam and this Gemara are identical. But we don't pass in that way. We pass in it's called Lav Shekidno Asei. Lav Shekidno Asei. This is the Yisod the Stifler has in Simon Gimel. This may have involved new concepts for you, Rav Osam. Nitik Lasei, Kidno Asei, Shiluach Tameim, but the basic Yisoda should be familiar to you. And the reason why it's critical to go into this is because this is going to be very important. I guess hopefully tomorrow, she's going to go talk about the Afer and the whole story. But keep it in mind, it's a new Yisod. See, the beauty of the Stabler's Pshat is, it's like, how can I put it? Look. You're stuck anyway with the bitter fact that the Gemara said, hey, must go to the Omar, lav shekid moasei lokin. Because Tosis is stuck with that. So once you're there, you might as well piggyback on that. And say, that's the whole point of Eitu by Thomas. It's the equivalent of lav shekid moasei, with the Pshat with the Rambam and Shaluach Tameim. Because according to Shitas Rashi, why the kid moasei? Why? It's not a one-time asei. Not a one-time asei, but it's rather an ongoing asei. And therefore, it's the equivalent of lav shekid moasei. And therefore, the shadid should be, it's lokin alof. Either Gemara says, ain't lokin alof. No, because Gemara was mandala. The last Gemara says, also ain't lokin alof. And we don't pass in that way. Yes?
Can I say,
according
to Rashi,
that
the saying alof are not related?
They're not related. Some kind of relationship. It's not fit in directly to the classical pattern of lav anitik lasei.
I mean, wasn't Rashi's whole point originally, all the way back in the beginning, so without any alumnus, that you own the chametz, and the only reason why you're not being over on the Isser in the first place is because the mitzvah Teshavisu removes the Isser of Bali Rabbi Matze?
Correct.
How much tighter can you get in terms of the relationship between Allah and Asay than that?
They are related. But let me finish. If I read you just one paragraph, it'll be enough. Lefizela Rashi Laramba. The Tashbisu Miskayim B'chol Rega B'meah Pesach Shaper Ein Ba'iro B'ayavot Nitik La'asei Demashe B'chuyev Adayim B'asei The Tashbisu Hu B'shvil Osa Shoh Next hour And it's only done Pamachat B'shat Hashbosa U'v'ma'acher Hashbosa Ein Ha'beged B'vatel Nitik La'asei Ela Ma'achro B'domi La'asei D'lo Siya Le'isha Ula say the Hashem Zakzela, the Chosh of Shabbat is the last day.